Two satellite radio firms want to merge, but the government will decide if they are serious. Sirius is one of the satellite radio firms. XM is the other in our business news this morning. The new company would be valued at $13 billion. It promises a greater range of channels for subscribers and a higher stock price for shareholders. Of course, the merger could also eliminate competition in satellite radio, which is why it might not happen. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
XM and Sirius each charge subscribers roughly $13 a month for similar lineups of music, news, entertainment, and sports stations. At XM, that's meant Oprah, Bob Dylan, and Major League Baseball. At Sirius, it's meant the NFL, Howard Stern, and, well, it almost doesn't matter after Howard Stern. Sirius gave him a package worth more than $500 million to leave FM radio. Millions of new listeners signed up. Craig Moffitt is senior cable and satellite analyst at the investment firm Sanford C. Bernstein. Moffitt says the new merged satellite radio giant would have good incentive to keep subscribers happy.
In this case, these competitors have been competing more against customer lethargy than they have against each other.
At the moment, Sirius and XM are both losing money, and their stock prices have tanked. They face tough competition from broadcast, digital, and internet radio stations, and of course, iPods. The two companies believe they can save $3 to $7 billion by combining. Sirius CEO Mel Karmazin, who would become the new company's CEO, has been wooing XM's corporate board like a lovesick sophomore for months. But analyst Craig Moffitt says there's only a 50-50 chance the deal will go through because it relies on approval from antitrust regulators at the Justice Department and from the Federal Communications Commission. And the FCC's top official issued this warning last night. The hurdle here, Chairman Kevin Martin wrote, would be high as the commission originally prohibited one company from holding the only two satellite radio licenses. The companies would need to demonstrate that consumers would clearly be better off with both more choice and affordable prices. The National Association of Broadcasters, a powerful trade group, also argued against what it said would be a monopoly. National Public Radio has ties to players on both sides of the issue. Some NPR shows are currently carried on Sirius, while many NPR member stations belong to the broadcasters' trade group. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.